Now imagine if those guys in the video had today's technology available to them, today's gear, if you will. If Shakespeare could have made action-adventure movies, imagine what Spielberg would be doing today. It's an exciting idea, and we're running with it. Every day, we interact with 3 million customers. They tell us how they want to use technology. And that influences how we bring our products to market and which products we bring to market. We've got some very fun and special guests today. You'll even have a chance to help save the planet. So let's get started. Last year, I talked a lot about how we were gearing up digital entertainment and gaming. In fact, I showed a concept product that we didn't really even know if we'd produce. But customer feedback was great. So in June, we shipped the M2010. And it just won a CES 2007 Best of Innovations Award. Business Week voted positive, calling it a stunner. Laptop Magazine gave it its Editor's Choice Award, calling it a splurge-worthy status symbol. And Popular Science gave it its Best of What's New Award in the computing category. PC Magazine called it a visionary concept and bold design. And last year, I talked a lot about how we were gearing up digital entertainment and gaming. So I also showed, during the last year, we also introduced the XPS 700. The XPS 700 received numerous awards. Wired Magazine gave it its Editor's Pick Award. And Computer Shopper called it its best high-end PC. CNET rated it excellent and said the XPS 700 blew away the competition on their application tests and was the fastest PC they've seen so far. At CES last year, I also showed the Renegade system. So it's pretty amazing to think how far we've come in just a year. We went from our initial gaming systems to the broadest and most robust product line in the industry. And there's much more coming. We also geared up the way we support and service our products. Now, we haven't done as well here as we would have liked in the past, but we're making some great progress. The direct model positions us extremely well to provide a great experience to our customers. We're very focused on two things: making it easier for our customers to contact Dell and resolving issues on the first contact. We've done a number of things to help improve this. We've added thousands of new support team members here in North America in the last 18 months. We've added great new online tools like the Dell Support Center and Dell Connect. We've trained our agents to fix a broader set of problems, and we've reduced the number of toll-free numbers by 83%, making it much easier to contact Dell and to know what number to call. We've also reduced the number of phone queues by 38%, making it much less likely to end up in the wrong place. Now, the early results of this are pretty promising. Our tech support transfers are down 62% since the start of last year. And we've seen a 10% increase in customer satisfaction for tech support where we've implemented these changes. And Dell Connect, which is our online remote resolution tool, which we announced just last year after piloting it with just a few thousand customers, has now seen more than 3.2 million sessions. And nearly 94% of customers said it makes troubleshooting easier. So enough about that. Here's how we're going to gear up in 2007. Now let's start with home entertainment. Consistently, customers tell us they want to use their digital content around the home. And the PC is at the center of that. In fact, consumers 40 and under say that the PC is their most important device, ahead of both the cell phone and the television. And for at least the past 6 years, the digital home has been a very hot topic here at CES. But it really hasn't quite caught on, and I think for two reasons. The first is that broadband isn't really where it needs to be for a robust online experience. And the second is that the industry really hasn't made it easy for all these products, all these digital content to work together throughout the home. It's not a seamless experience. So I'm going to start with broadband. Now, we all know there's great content available online, videos, music, online gaming, and to need it, you need a fast connection. In fact, broadband is certainly on the rise, but it's mostly DSL or cable, and to have a great experience, you really require something much faster, something like a fiber connection. So stop for a minute and think about it. YouTube today consumes as much bandwidth as the entire internet consumed in the year 2000. Now, when you imagine the multitude of new services and new capabilities coming online, that says we're all going to need a lot more bandwidth and certainly a lot more servers and storage to serve it all up. We happen to make those too. Now, fiber penetration is in its infancy, but we see some progress. Singapore has a plan to offer its residents 1 gigabit per second, wouldn't you like to have that, by 2015. You can already get 100 megabits per second in Denmark, Japan, Romania, Iceland, Slovenia, Dubai, parts of Kuwait, and in cities like Paris and Prague. In fact, in Iceland, you can get it for $26 a month. Now, here in the U.S., broadband penetration is just 44%, with fiber to the home being just 1% of that. So there's a lot of opportunity to improve this. Now, the largest fiber-to-the-home deployment is Verizon's Fios project here in the U.S. It started replacing all the copper in a little place called Keller, Texas, around Dallas-Fort Worth. They're now offering fiber in 16 cities across the U.S., and there are similar pilots all across the world. I challenge the telecom industry to accelerate the deployment of fiber in the home. Real broadband requires fiber and will enable a real home experience. Now, once users are geared up with fast connections, the usage model and the experience becomes exponentially more interesting. So let's take South Korea, for example. 90% in South Korea already have high-speed broadband. In fact, 20 million a day log into Cyworld, which is a social gaming network. There are 20,000 internet cafes in South Korea that attract more than 1 million people per day. And Korea's GDP is expected to grow at 4.5% this year. Now, in the Netherlands, there's an interesting project. It's the first European fiber-to-the-home project in Eindhoven in a neighborhood called Vinderflats. And residents can watch TV online with DVD quality. They can even order products online and have them delivered from local shops within 3 hours. There's an application called HeartsPoint that allows users to stay at home while having their blood values checked. And there's something else called Vlinder TV, which is the first interactive television station run by the neighbors themselves. It can be viewed in the neighborhood and eventually globally. Now, emerging applications require more bandwidth. For education and to ensure that our kids can compete in the global economy, we need to adopt advanced, ubiquitous, 21st century broadband infrastructure in this country. The second barrier to the digital home has been using this digital content on all the various devices that you have. Now, it's important to remember here that digital content is more popular than ever. Digital music, digital is the fastest growing channel for music delivery. The purchase of digital songs has been growing exponentially. Now, unfortunately, the number of songs that are downloaded is much, much larger if you take into account illegal downloads. Forrester Research says that 34% of users in the United States watch video in an average month online. And now even the TV networks are making shows available for replay online as after they air on television. So until now, it hasn't been very easy to watch things online from your TV or from your TV onto your PC or listen to your PC music library through your stereo, but that is changing. With great innovations from companies like Sling Media with the Sling Box, and we're working with these industry partners to make it much easier for customers to consume all of this digital content. And we think we're perfectly positioned to simplify home technology for consumers and make everything much more seamless. While consumers are a very important part of our business, we actually do 85% of our business with governments, institutions, and businesses. And we focus on making complex systems work together in a seamless way. We work to make technology easy for customers so they can focus on their business. In a similar way, we work to make home technology easy for consumers so they can focus on their videos, their pictures, their music, and their online games. So let me show you an example that's really been inspired by customer feedback. For the very first time, we're putting it all together to make it easy. Here's an example of how you can essentially gear up your family room. So today we're announcing the Dell Home Media Suite. It's based on a Dell XPS 410 with a Core 2 Duo processor, 2 gigabytes of memory, 1 terabyte of RAID disk drive, and a DVD read-write optical drive. It'll be loaded with Windows Vista starting in a few weeks. It's got Creative Precision Monitor speakers and a live webcam. It's got our new 27-inch display, much rumored. I'll talk about that in a minute. And our Dell 966 all-in-one printer. It's got a Linksys 802.11n dual-brand router. And it's also got a digital high-definition TV cable tuner. Now, the really cool thing about this tuner is it's the first PC tuner capable of receiving digital cable, including premium high-definition programming. For example, HBO or ESPN. And Dell worked very closely with Microsoft, Digital Keystone, ATI, and Cable Labs to develop this product. It enables Vista PCs to tune, view, and pause live television and record TV right on the hard disk. So it's another example of Dell working together with industry partners to make home entertainment seamless. Now, the real star of this setup is a great new display. And customers tell us that they want more viewing area. They want richer color. They want no lag time, especially gamers. And we deliver. In fact, Display Search recently reported that Dell remained the leading provider both here in the US and worldwide for computer displays. And today we're introducing something even cooler. The Dell UltraSharp 27-inch wide screen flat panel with a maximum resolution of 1920 by 1200, a incredibly rich color experience. In fact, this monitor can display a 92% color gamut. Now, most monitors only feature about 72% of the NTSC color space, so this is really remarkable. It's got 6 millisecond response time, 1,000-to-1 contrast ratio, 3,000-to-1 dynamic contrast, best-in-class connectivity features. And so what does all that really mean? What it really means is that this display is awesome. It's big, it's bright, and it's really impressive. And it's perfect for gamers, for video, and photo enthusiasts. And we think it delivers great entertainment experience for our customers. So that's just one way to gear up your home. But Dell can customize your digital home to meet your lifestyle. Gearing up customers is one of our favorite things to do at Dell. And you haven't heard a lot about this at CES, but we think that doing so in an environmentally friendly way is very important.
Not so fast, Mikey. Greetings. Oh, thank you. Please Honestly, you're too frickin' kind. Greetings, Mr. Dell. My name is Dr. Evil. I've come to interrupt your little pampered chef 12-step Amway meeting or whatever the hell it is you're doing in here. Though I must say, it's an exciting time, the CES. So many evil geniuses together in one hotel, it's breathtaking. I understand that Gates spoke yesterday, is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Did anyone hear Gates talk? He's a hero among megalomaniacs. I mean, he really is an inspiration. I love what he's doing with all that philanthropy. I haven't figured out his angle yet, but it's breathtaking, you know. The wow is now. Anyway, I heard you were in town, Michael. I wanted to talk to you about maybe hooking me up with a new computer.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm kind of like in the middle of something here right now. I don't know where you came from, but, you know, most people, if they want to buy a computer, they'll, like, you know, go online to Dell.com or they'll call us on the phone, you know, well, toll-free number, all that stuff.
Throw me a frickin' bone here, Mike. I've been frozen for 30 years. We still got rotary phones in the lair.
All right, fine. So are you currently a Dell customer?
Well, unfortunately not. Fat Bastard got me this old school POS a few years ago. I'll show you what I'm working with here. Yeah, it's it was manufactured in a country that no longer technically exists. And I think it's powered by kerosene or something. Anyway, I would love to kick it to the curb, but I've got a lot of important crap on here. And transferring all that data would be a hella hassle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, a lot of customers have given us this same problem, too. And we're actually going to announce a service later this year. I could probably give you a kind of a sneak peek about it. So what you'll be able to do is you'll be able to get your new computer with all your information loaded on it. And we'll kind of set all that up for you. How does that sound?
Oh, whoa. Glengarry Glen Ross. Easy on the hard sell, okay?
All right.
You show me your so-called service, and I'll decide.
Okay, understand. So let's say this is your current desktop environment.
Ah, yes.
And you're currently running Windows XP. And so with this new service, which we call Dell DataSafe, by the way, you'll be able to back up your information at any point. So what you can do is recover or access your data from any PC. You can migrate your data to a new system. And of course, you can do this yourself, or we can actually do it in the factory for you when you buy a new system. Of course, now only a direct company can do that for you. So when it arrives, all your data and personal settings are already on it. And now the alternative is pretty much a big hassle, and it can be expensive. You got to buy software. You got to install it on both systems. You got to get like a cable.
Yeah, I'm trying to take over the frickin' planet. I don't got that kind of time.
All right, understand. Now, you can also hire a technician on site, and they'll, you know, come out, you schedule a visit, wait around.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Mini-Me tends to jump on strangers when they come to the lair. I'm trying to get him on that Dog Whisperer show.
Okay. Well, or you could take your PC to a store, and when you buy a new one, and you know, wait a few hours while they transfer things and kind of get it all set up for you.
You know, retail's not a good color on me, Mike, okay? I hate people, there's too many crowds, the lines are long, and the lighting's very harsh. I'm a winter, you know.
Got it, yeah. So you come to the right place then. So I'm gonna show you how this works. So again, this is your current desktop, and you've got your photos on your current machine. You certainly wouldn't wanna lose those.
Oh no, I love my photos. They're my JPEG treasures. I have this one I did in Photoshop. It's my head on Borat's body. It's frickin' awesome.
Yeah, so, and you got all the things on your machine, your appointments, for example.
Yeah, that reminds me, Mike. Tell Susan I expect to see her at Pilates on Thursday.
Well, actually, she's kind of taken up cycling. I think it's really better.
Oh, I see. That's how it is. Well, pardon the frick out of me.
Yeah, so now, to back up all your information, what you do is you choose the categories that you want to back up. So you can select your documents, your music, your video, your emails, that'll collect all your calendar, your contacts, everything. So those can be migrated and kind of set all this up.
I would back up everything. I'm like a cyber pack rat. I still have my OS 2 install disk. Yeah.
Got me on that one. So here's you kind of select all these, and then the backup starts.
Ah, good. A progress bar. They're like video games for idiots.
And you just wait a second here for it to complete. You can do this, any time of the day, and then there it's done.
I win.
Okay. So now you've backed up all your data. And so let's say you buy a new system, and this is a Vista system. And you want to migrate all this data from your old system to your new system. Now, of course, keep in mind, we can do this for you in the factory if you want.
No, that's not a good idea. I've been TiVoing Dr. Phil, and it turns out I'm a control freak. I do it myself.
That's not a problem. You can do it yourself. So this is your new system. You see different desktop settings, because this is sort of the way it would come from the factory. And none of your data is on there. So you go and access this data safe online, and you can download the data from the old machine right on there. So here we are. You select the file categories you want to restore on the new system. You click restore. And now this is a really important part here. All of your data is password protected on our site. So only you can access the files to get on your system.
Right on.
Yeah, so when you hit restore, it will immediately ask you for your password.
Oh, it's Hello Kitty 81.
Oh no, don't tell me what the password is.
Oh right, it's not Hello Kitty 81. That was a test. Good job, everyone. Kudos.
All right, whatever. So you just enter your password, and then all your data is automatically restored to your new system, downloaded to your new system. See? So it's all done. The desktop settings on your new system now mirror the old system. And all your data is right there, all the way right down to your photos. How's that?
Breathtaking.
So what do you think, Dr. Evil Dude?
Well, I must say, Mike, you've impressed me. Of course, I never doubted you for a second. Excuse me. Spider Monkey 4, this is Big Daddy Actual. Abort Dell assassination. Repeat, abort Dell assassination.
All right, well, I need to get back to the rest of my keynote and tell the audience what Dell is doing for the environment. So great to have you visit.
Well, rock on, Greenpeace. I believe in that. I'm very eco-friendly.
You eco-friendly?
Well, yes. I received An Inconvenient Truth on DVD for Christmas. That flick will blow your frickin' mind, man. Besides, if the planet's destroyed, what will be left for me to take over? Toodles.